The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
First place in the Central on the line this weekend at Target Field as Cleveland is in town for four, and they lead the Twins by 3.5 games for the top spot in the division. It starts with a doubleheader today, but the day has already gotten off to a rough start for the Twins. Welcome everyone to the pregame lineup card. I'm Mark Janowski. The news of the day, the news on Joe Ryan, much worse than I'd hoped for, as Joe has a grade 2 right teres major strain. That is a muscle that connects the shoulder blade and the humerus. That means no throwing for 6+ weeks, which means Joe is done for the season. Let's rewind to Wednesday at Wrigley Field and when Joe came up injured.
And a pitch just wide to Armstrong, 1-2. Biggest issue for him has been getting to first base.
And now something's wrong with Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan Jeffers points into the dugout. It was a splitter at 86. Ryan awkwardly walking off the mound, and this would be devastating to the Minnesota Twins. Nick Paparesta is out. Ryan kicks at the hill.
Yeah, devastating, a very good word right there, Chris Atterbury. It was just the fourth pitch Joe threw in the bottom of the third inning. He walked off the field into the clubhouse. Trevor Richards came on. He walked five and threw two wild pitches in just two-thirds of an inning as the Cubs scored three times. Chicago won at 8-2. The Twins lost the final two games of the series, but the bigger loss, Joe Ryan again out for the year. He has been one of the Twins' three consistent quality starters on the season. It is a huge blow to the rotation and the team. Right-hander Scott Blewett had his contract selected from St. Paul to take Joe's place on the roster. And to make room for Blewett on the 40-man roster, Brock Stewart transferred to the 60-day injured list. He is going to have surgery on his right shoulder, and his season is over. Also, Brooks Lee placed on the 10-day injured list with right bicep tendonitis. Kyle Farmer activated from the injured list, and with today being a doubleheader, Louis Varland, the 27th man, and he's going to start game two this evening. And game one, it's going to be Bailey Ober and Joey Cantillo, the starters. Ober has won three straight. He's 11-5 with a 3.69 ERA on the season. He's 0-1 this year and 1-2 in his career against Cleveland. This is going to be Cantillo's third major league start and appearance. The lefty debuted on July 28th. Made a start again last Saturday, then he was sent down to AAA, called back up as the Guardians' 27th man today. He's 0-1 with an ERA over 7. Cleveland has been piecing things together with their rotation as they have been hit by injuries. They come into this series on a season-long 5-game losing streak. This also happens to be the Twins Hall of Fame weekend, so Danny is off and hanging with the other members of the Blue Blazer Club. We are happy to have Paul Molitor joining us for these four games. We are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. I bring in Paul and Chris Atterbury, and Paul, I'm going to start with you. Obviously, the news of the day, everything, all the conversations surrounding Joe Ryan, and we understand that. Fact of the matter, unfortunately for the Twins, they got to figure out a way to go forward. Joe was not scheduled to start today. It's Bailey Ober, and I can't think of a better guy to send to the hill for game one of this four-game series.
I think you're right on with that. There's a lot of things going on, really, for both teams roster-wise. But to have Bailey Ober kick off this series, I think if you look at over the past 4, 6, 8 weeks, he's been the most consistent starter, a lot of quality starts, and you hope that he can set the tone for the rest of the series.
I think you're right. Both teams are kind of scrambling pitching-wise, and both teams kind of play with a similar style in that get an early lead with your starter and then let the bullpen handle things. Now, the Cleveland bullpen has been leaky a little bit of late because they've been used so darn much, but if you can come out and have a guy like Bailey to throw up a bunch of zeros early, then that's the way to victory forward today in game one. The problem here against Cleveland, guys, Twins are 0-5 against Cleveland. They've lost six straight against Cleveland. Cleveland's 4-0-1 in their last five series in this building. The offense has been non-existent for the Twins this season. So I know we're missing a bunch of pitchers moving forward, but the fact that Buck's in the lineup, Royce is in the lineup, Paul, you got a chance to score some runs. They've only scored 12 runs in five total games against Cleveland.
Offense needs to step up for sure, and I like your point that both of these clubs, teams that are in the races, teams that have postseason aspirations, they can close out games after six innings generally, and I think both teams are shaped that way. So if the Twins can put some runs on the board for Bailey, he can protect that lead, and we can turn over to those fine guys that we have in the last seventh, eighth, and ninth inning.
Paul, let me ask you this, just from your days playing and managing and in and around the game. obviously a lot of distractions today for the Twins with the injury moves and stuff like that. Can that almost help them a little bit so they're not so fixated on the magnitude of this four-game series with the team they're chasing coming into the ballpark for four?
Well, I think there's a little bit of validity to that. I think player to player it might change. Some of these young guys probably pretty excited about playing a big series here against Cleveland. But, yes, with all the distractions, yeah, you just go out, first pitch is thrown, and we get back to playing baseball.
Yeah, the other interesting factor, obviously, is the whole doubleheader idea. The Cleveland's played now two doubleheaders in 3 days. They haven't won a doubleheader game yet this year. Swept by the Yankees, swept by Arizona. Twins have played three doubleheaders. They swept Detroit and Oakland. They split with Chicago. And to me, it's always about how you use your various bullets in game one and then scramble and figure it out in game two.
Well, like Rocco said, we'll hear from him later, that it's in today's game, it's rare for someone to pitch in both games, and he's going to have to see what kind of condition his offensive players are in after the game before he makes up that second game lineup.
Yeah, just interesting to see how he's going to move some pieces around. Again, Correa's still not even on a rehab assignment, so we don't know how long away he is. The key with Farmer being back is now he's got a little bit more flexibility at shortstop with Brooks Lee going down.
And a veteran guy. You bring a guy back. We talk about all the swirl. Adding Kyle Farmer, that takes a lot off of a manager and a coaching staff's plate because he is going to be loose. He's going to be focused at the same time. And this is a team, when I look at the lineup that's penciled in, this is a veteran offensive club. And I think Joey Cantillo has a lot of work to do against this group here today. And I think with Bailey starting game one, I think let's go get game one. And you know what? We got, about 50 of these left? Start with one. Yeah. You can only play one at a time.
Good. Just a quick add-on. Farmer matters because experience matters when you get into series like this.
All right. You've heard it right there. The man knows a little bit about baseball. We thank Paul and Chris for their thoughts. We've been at the park. Thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit ticasino.com to plan your visit. Again, the big news, Joe Ryan is done for the season, but that is not the only player the Twins had to put on the injured list today. Here's Rocco.
Brooks' shoulder has been bothering him. If anyone's been noticing the way he's been throwing the ball lately, he's kind of flipping the ball across the diamond as opposed to throwing it even at second base. But even with some downtime, it wasn't enough. So he's going to go on the IL, and we're going to get him healed up. And Kyle Farmer is back, baby. He's going to be right in the lineup and playing second base for us. So it'll be good to get Farm back.
Yeah, Farmer is back. We're going to hear from him later on in the lineup card. We're also going to have a behind the batting cage with a guy who tomorrow will be joining the Twins Hall of Fame. Up next, it's more from Rocco on the health of his club, Bailey Ober, and more. And this series versus Cleveland is brought to you by Pizza Luce, serving Minnesota's best pizza, daily happy hour specials, and $5 Summit Twins Pills on home game days at all 9 locations throughout Minnesota. Stick around for more of the pregame show right here on your home for Twins Baseball.